Hey guys, it's Caroline.
And welcome here to College Girl Weekly. This week we'll be counting down the top 10 best Christmas songs of the year of ever. All Christmas songs are included in this. So some radio stations have been playing Christmas songs since after Halloween, like the day after Halloween. And so we know a lot of them get annoying, but here are some of our favorites here at College Girl Weekly. Remember, this is all chosen by College Girl Weekly. We don't mean to offend anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings by not choosing their favorites. But please let us know what your favorites are so we can include them in next year's video. So without further ado, we will start with number 10. If I can get down to it. We'll start with number 10, which is... Goodness gracious. Number 10 is Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, which is the Dean Martin version, which obviously is the best version. And it was written in Hollywood during a heat wave in 1945. And the composers were dreaming of cooler conditions because it was a heat wave. So very interesting facts about that. So that is Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And again, it's the Dean Martin version. That's our favorite. But obviously, there are so many versions now. Everybody does covers of Christmas music, so you can find pretty much anything you are looking for, any type of voice, any type of genre. They're all there for you. So number 9 is Feliz Navidad, which was it was released in 1970, and it was a Puerto Rican singer, and he also wrote it. It has been re-recorded by Celine Dion. They did it on Glee. Everybody has done it. Anybody who at all relatively speaks Spanish has done a cover of this song. So the simple chorus is in both English and Spanish, which makes it very popular to sing because you get a little bit of both worlds there. So always good for that one. Okay, The Magic of Christmas Day, which is a personal favorite of mine. It was by Celine Dion. It was written by Dee Snider of Twisted Sister for his wife, Suzette, as a Christmas present, which is so interesting. Twisted Sister, not at all Christmas music. It's not what I get when I think of them. So very interesting. But Celine Dion, as always, brings her very unique voice to it, and it sounds beautiful and just makes me want to go out and make Christmas ornaments or something, I don't know, but it always just pumps me with Christmas cheer, and it actually helps me get my work done a little bit more, especially considering it's final time when you go to college around Christmas, so it's definitely a favorite of mine. Number 7 is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and Judy Garland sang the original in MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis. The original lyrics are Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year we may all be living in the past. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Pop that champagne cork. Next year we may all be living in New York. Obviously, that is not what we know to be Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So it's judged to be too depressing for the movie, and so they changed it before filming, which is so interesting because, really, that makes so much sense. So that is definitely one of our favorites. It moved World War II soldiers to tears, the song. So it has also been covered by everybody imaginable. Sam Smith has done it. Whitney Houston, Christina Aguilera. They all have versions. They're all beautiful. But Judy Garland is the original, and we love her just as much as everybody else. So we chose her version. So we're going to go on a little break, and when we get back, we will do 6 and just keep on going from there until we hit number 1. Are you ready, guys?
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes 2. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... ...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, so we're back, and we've just gone through 10 to 7 of our top 10 favorite Christmas songs here at College Girl Weekly. So we're going to just keep on powering through until we get to one. We're all very excited here at College Girl Weekly for Christmas. It's one of our favorite holidays, I would say. You get to go home and see your family. There's no homework over Christmas, which is always a fun thing. So Christmas music is just, it only could mean good things happening. So number 6 is Santa Baby, and the original was performed by Eartha Kitt in 1953, but many female performers have done covers of it and have added it to their own Christmas albums. People like Taylor Swift, she has a cover, Shakira, Colby Calais, Kelly Fickler, Mariah Carey, they all have versions, so you can really take your pick of whoever and whatever kind of voice you want to listen to. It is a very fun one to sing in the car, to sing with friends. The words are definitely meant for somebody whose husband is playing Santa for their children, but it's still a fun one to listen to. It's still something we love, so that is number 6. Number 5 is actually not a classic, but is a newer one. It is called Mistletoe, and it's actually by Justin Bieber. So don't hate me yet. It's a really good song. Everyone go listen to it before you judge me. But Justin Bieber sang the song. It came out in 2011 on his Under the Mistletoe Christmas album. And that was the year that he sang with Mariah Carey for his Christmas songs. But it's a really good song. It's very Justin Bieber sounding, but it's good. And it's one of my favorites. So that's why it's number 5. And number 4 is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, the Brenda Lee version, which actually you'll be hearing today on our show. But, yes, Brenda Lee did it in 1958, and she recorded the song. She was only 13 when she recorded the song. So when you listen to it later on in the show, I want you to keep that in mind. She's only 13 years old. That's really young to have the voice of Brenda Lee for a Christmas song. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So it's country and rockabilly instruments. It's really the only notable version of the song. A lot of people do it, but they're not always as good as Brenda Lee, obviously. She's definitely the best version of this song out there. It's the only version that we think of, so it's a really good one. So it is an instrumental background of Rudolph and the Red-Nosed Reindeer on the 1964 TV special, which I know that my parents watched as children when it was a special on TV. So that is a long time ago, but it was such a good version. So that's that. And number 3 is called Baby, It's Cold Outside. Maybe you know it. I'm not sure. But the version that we picked is not the original version. We picked a different one. We picked a new one. It came out this year for this Christmas. And it's by Jesse James Decker, previously known as just Jesse James, and her husband, Eric Decker, who happens to play football for the Jets. So who knew he could sing, but if you listen to it, it's the cutest thing I've ever heard. I wish I was married to him. I wish I was Jesse James. I really do. So everybody go listen to their version. Again, it came out this year for her Christmas album. But the original was in 1944, and it was a call and response duet, and it was written by a husband for he and his wife to sing at their Christmas party. Let's see, it says, this was obviously seen as presenting a liberal stand for Granny Home video compilation. This song has a bad reputation because even in the song, as you're listening to it, you're kind of, as a woman at least, you're kind of like, what? I don't know. Because even she says, like, what's in this drink? And he's obviously trying to pressure her to stay. And even though she doesn't want to, and she knows that her family's going to be listening to her. But yeah, so
women are furious with the song. But again, it's a classic. You can't get past it. So you got to keep it on the list. So we're going to go on another break. And when we get back, we're going to do 2 and 1. I only left 2 left. So we're going to listen to both of those. So right now you're going to hear Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. So again, keep in mind she's only 13 when she records this. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple try. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let me jolly set off with bows of heart.
She's 13 when she recorded that. So amazing, amazing, amazing vocals by her. That was Brenda Lee with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, one of my favorites for the Christmas season. So now we're going to move on. We've done 10 through 3 of our favorite Christmas songs here at College Girl Weekly, and we only have 2 left. So dry your tears, but we only have 2 left. And number 2 is Ave Maria. And personally, I prefer the Josh Groban version. It came out in 2007 on his Noel album, which is amazing. The whole album is beautiful, but that song in particular is good. He has a beautiful voice, and I can't get over it. But the song was originally composed by Franz Schubert in 1825 as part of Opus 52. And, yeah, Josh Groban sings it beautifully, Ave Maria. It's a gorgeous song. I know every year for Christmas Mass we go to church, obviously, and the person who sings it at our church sounds very similar to Josh Groban, and he sings it absolutely beautiful. So that's what it makes me think of every time I hear Josh Groban singing Ave Maria. So that is why it is number 2. And number 1, we're finally here at number 1. Can anybody guess what it is? It's probably the most famous Christmas song of the last decade, for sure. Of the last, I guess, 2 decades. Oh, that's scary. 2 decades. Okay. The song came out in 1994, so it is, I guess, technically 2 decades, which is absolutely crazy. But so the song is All I Want for Christmas Is You, which is written and produced by Mariah Carey. She's very famous, so beautiful. It came out in 1994 for Christmas. Columbia Records, she was on. It is definitely a new Christmas classic. I think it's been playing since Halloween, for sure. That one definitely has. It comes up every year. And she has 2 music videos for this Christmas song. One is in black and white, and it is a tribute to the Ronettes, a 1960s girl group trio. And the other one is... is in color, obviously. So that is a good one. She's two music videos. You should really watch both of them. They're both beautiful. They're both good. The song is obviously great. As of 2013, this song has earned over $50 million in royalties, which is crazy when you think about how royalties are actually collected, because you don't often get too much money in your royalties. So absolutely insane. The most popular and most played Christmas song in the UK, which is interesting, I would have thought at least something by Celine Dion would be a little bit more popular in the UK, but I guess, I mean, Mariah Carey is very popular, and they are a little bit behind. So Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and she actually based an entire children's book off of the song that she released. So keep a lookout for that. It's called All I Want for Christmas Is You, obviously, after the name of the song. So, yeah, there's that. All right, guys, one more break, and then we're good to go.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys. So if you liked this episode or you want to hear more things that are similar to this, more countdowns, let us know. You can let us know in the comments on this video on Blog Talk Radio. You can contact us through Facebook, which is facebook.com/collegegirlweekly, on Twitter at collegegirlweek, Instagram college.girl.weekly, collegegirlweekly.tumblr.com, and you can email us directly at college.girl.weekly@gmail.com. So please send us your comments. Send us what you'd like us to talk about. If you have any, you know, ideas for some future episodes, we'd love to hear them. Let us know. Let us know. We love hearing your comments. We love hearing from our listeners. So please send us comments. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Okay, so next week we're going to be talking a little bit about finals, a little bit about buying Christmas gifts on a budget. We're going to kind of do a little bit of a Christmas compilation as the season ends and Christmas gets just another week closer. 2 weeks to go, so we can do this. We can power through and get to Christmas. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Have a happy holidays, guys. I'll see you next week. We'll talk to you next week. Okay, enjoy your week, guys.